The spacious bridge of the Sikuliak looks like something out of science fiction. It's packed with navigational touchscreens and high-tech thrusters with a sleek black and blue color scheme. But for the dozens of Unalaska kids on board, the floor-to-ceiling view is the biggest draw.
She likes the windows. Did you see the water?
2-year-old Lennon Richardson has been toddling all around the ship with her mom, Alicia, and her brand new baby brother, Asher. This is his first research vessel, but Lennon is an old pro. Alicia says they've toured the fish and wildlife ship Tekla in Unalaska before. It's only about half the size of the Sikuliak.
I think that's the biggest difference. It seems like there's a lot more going on. Could get a lot more specialized than maybe what they did over there.
The Sikuliak was specially designed to support all kinds of research, from fisheries to climatology to microbiology, and to do it in up to a meter of sea ice. The ship's got wet labs, dry labs, computer labs, cranes, and space for more than 40 crew and scientists. Middle school teacher Amber Wood has brought some of her students on board today. She says some of them have toured boats like the Wildlife Trooper Patrol Vessel Stimson or the Coast Guard Icebreaker Healy in Unalaska before. But this ship and tour are a lot more science-focused.
It's pretty cool, especially since so many of them are affiliated in some way to the fishing industry, like whether parents work, you know, in the different processing plants or work on a boat themselves or have small private vessels. So it's pretty cool for them to be able to see like the next level up, the bigger level up.
The Sikuliak is on its way to test out all those next level instruments and capabilities on the ice. Chief Scientist Karen Ashton of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution says they don't have a lot of set plans for actual research, though you never know what might come up.
One way you could think of it is science of opportunity. So we have people.
Ashton's no stranger to Unalaska. She and many colleagues have sailed through before on ships like the Icebreaker Healy, on the same kind of research missions the Sikuliak is designed for.
Yeah, she's got a really great suite of sophisticated sensors, a really big back deck, much bigger than the Healy's.
Ideally, she says the Healy would still do research in thicker winter ice up north, and the Sikuliak would cover thinner ice, which it's named for in Inupiaq. The vessel is home-ported in Seward, but the deepwater port of Dutch Harbor is a closer fuel stop to the Arctic, and it's ice-free all year. That means residents could see the Sikuliak a lot in the future. Ashton says she always likes stopping in Unalaska, whether she's introducing a ship or the research it's doing.
I really started talking to the community in the late 2000s, and they've been interested in climate change and what's going on with the weather and the environment ever since I started coming up here. You know, it's always fun to come to talk in Dutch because people ask great questions.
The Sikuliak will spend about the next 3 weeks in the northern Bering Sea near St. Matthew Island. Then they'll head home, bringing the results of their maiden sea ice voyage back through Unalaska on the way. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.